Congratulations. Just want to get your take on joining the Ravens. Were they a team that you felt like, was coming after you the whole time, that you had a good chance of landing with, or what's the emotions?
I mean, it was kind of, surprising. I mean, I had a good feeling of, the Ravens had, they had high hopes for me. They thought highly of me, so I thought that it was a good fit. And I have one of my former teammates, Odafe Owe, so he helped recruit me to Penn State, so that's really, we were close. So just seeing that connection and seeing how just how it ended up happening, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
We'll go to Gianna Han.
Hi, Adisa. Congrats. I know Eric DaCosta said that he was up there for the West Virginia game visiting his daughter, got to see you a bit. Did you talk to him at all during that visit? And I guess, what is it like having a GM whose daughter was a classmate of yours?
Actually, I didn't see or talk to him during the game, but that's crazy, like the amount of connection that the Ravens have with Penn State and just how many familiar faces and just connection. It's a small world. And so just the fit itself is perfect.
Go to Brian Wacker.
Hey, Deesa, congratulations. Two quick things. How familiar are you with Odafe Owe and have you talked to him much or any of that sort of thing?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with him. He helped recruit me to Penn State. He's my host. And then we ended up playing together a couple of years before he left to the Ravens. So, we're real tight. He's from a similar area to me. So, we have a lot of connections there. He's a great teammate, great big brother to me coming into Penn State. I just thank him for, helping me when I first got there at the beginning. And then now for it to come full circle is just a very unique situation.
And then just secondly, curious how your relationship with your siblings kind of impacted you growing up and so forth, and what kind of relationship you have with them.
We're all close, and they're all non-verbal. So,
Right.
people may think that it's challenging to communicate with them or whatnot, but I feel like just, obviously growing up with them my whole life, they're just my siblings. That's how I look at them, my brothers, my sisters. My brothers, my sisters. So, it's just, I mean, I treat them the same. So it's nothing new. And I feel like, just like how you would teach your brother, talk to your brother. We laugh, we joke, we play, fight, just everything. So, I love them to death. And, I thank them for, just the motivation and inspiration throughout, my lifetime. And just everything, I thank them for everything. They're my rock, they're the reason I'm doing what I do.
We'll go to Clifton Brown.
Yeah, congratulations. At least it looked like things really clicked for you to your last couple of years at Penn State. Why do you think things clicked for you? And do you think that you're really kind of just scratching the surface, so to speak, because you kind of didn't have the early start in football that a lot of guys did?
Right. I feel like after I got hurt that 2021 season, and it just opened my mind to a lot, just with IQ, being able to watch more, and not have to physically do certain things, and it puts more strain on your mindset, and that's kind of what I developed over that time in that year, and it made my play stronger when I came back that 2022 season, and then rolling into that 2023 season, and it just kind of building on what I took from rehab. And from just the grind from the injury, that adversity, it taught me a lot. It's good and bad. So just using all of that and kind of making a bundle of positivity kind of swung me into that 23 season where I was just extra confident, farther away from the injury, great coaching, and then had a better stronger IQ for last year. So that was a credit to that one year where I was just sitting there. It did a lot for me.
We'll go to Karita Parks and then Garrett Downing.
Aditha, you kind of alluded to it a bit, but I wanted to ask you, just bouncing back from that Achilles injury and just the perseverance that it took and the adversity that you faced, how do you think that that'll help you as you move forward to the next level?
It's going to help me tremendously. I feel like, whatever adversity I run into moving forward, this may be something that I know how to operate through, I know how to maneuver through, and it won't really be much of a hiccup because I'm going to find a way to make it something positive and get the best out of it, whether it's good or bad. But, I feel like it just brings your mind to be able to handle adversity in a good way. So, Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great things that come from. I mean, I don't want to make it seem like it's good to get hurt, but there's a lot of good things you can take away from having injuries and like that.
Hey, Disa, congratulations. Just, I guess, how would you describe yourself as a player and what the Ravens are getting in you?
I'll say I'm just a disruptive, very lengthy, bendy pitches, and just violent player. So like I'm very versatile. I can, you know, I can make plays from dropping, make plays from rushing, make plays from in the run game. So I'm just a very versatile player. You know, you can plug and play me anywhere, and I just feel like I bring a lot to the Ravens organization. And you know, they obviously is a great tradition here. So I'm just excited to learn from all these coaches and players. And just get better and you know, do what I can to be the best version of myself to help this team in.
We'll go to Kyle Phoenix and then Childs Walker.
Hey, congratulations, Adisa. Is there a quarterback that you are most hoping to get a sack against? Is there anybody that comes to mind that you're excited about now that you're here?
I need that Mahomes sack, and I need that Josh Allen sack. I want to sack him just because I like his frame. You know, he's a bigger body, so and he's kind of athletic, so it'll give me more of a challenge than Lamar Jackson.
Congratulations. I was curious, do you know much about Chuck Smith, who is kind of the pass rush expert on the coaching staff? And is it exciting to you the idea of kind of getting in the lab with somebody who will really drill down on the specifics of that craft?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've heard a lot about him throughout my college career. I've always heard the name Chuck Smith, and just never was able to put a face to it. So now, you know, just how I came to the circle, I'm able to, you know, work with him one-on-one now. So it's just amazing. And I'm just excited to, you know, learn from, you know, like you said, there's a lot of great coaches and a lot of experience. So I'm just excited to, you know, just improve myself and meet all these exciting coaches and players.
We'll go to Ryan Mink.
Easy. I'm just curious about the competition you have with Chop Robinson, your teammate out in Penn State, and do you expect a similar competition now reuniting with Odafe?
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, before Chop came, you know, me and Dafe was the pass bro. So I'm excited to kind of reunite that and you know get some friendly competition going again. And it's a way more sweeter in this state. So I'm just excited.
Gianna Han.
Between off Odafe being on the team and the Ravens' defensive success, I'm curious how much you watched him through this last season, if anything stuck out to you about why they found so much success and why you think you would fit in with all of that.
Yeah, Dafe is a hell of a player. I mean, you know, I've been watching him since he came to Penn State. So just seeing how he's evolved and seeing the plays that he's making on the Ravens, you know, his first year with the year, it's amazing. It just shows, you know, the type of caliber player he is, you know, that he's a tremendous athlete. But, you know, he has a tremendous skill set that, you know, you can use him anywhere. You know, he's a great athlete. So just taking certain things from his game, seeing how he kind of approaches tackles using his hands. And just kind of take certain moves from him that I feel like, you know, it can fit in my team. I feel like we have a similar skill set in that field, so I can kind of steal some of his moves. Which is why, you know, we kind of click so much because we do a lot of things so much similar. I'm just excited to, you know, reunite with my boy.
We can do two more. We'll go Jonas and then Nikhil, you close us out.
Hey, Disa, congrats. I think Chop said during the pre-draft process that he was actually a Ravens fan. I know he obviously grew up in Maryland. Has he reached out to you tonight in any way to kind of extend his congratulations to you?
Yeah, he actually tried to call me while I was on this interview, so that's a decline pick. I heard that basket. But yeah, I'm pretty sure he's definitely, you know, excited that I'm in his hometown, you know, and he's birthing and now you're down in Miami. So, you know, it's a great day. It's a great day. Actually.
Hi, Adisa. Congratulations. Welcome to Baltimore. Obviously, the Ravens have Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry now, strong offensive identity. But for the since the franchise was founded, really, it's been a very defensive-oriented franchise. How do you feel joining, and what kind of legacy do you want to leave?
It's exciting. Just the thought about being a Raven. I mean, growing up, you know, I didn't play football, Pee Wee. I started in high school, but the one team that I constantly heard was the Ravens, you know, the Baltimore Ravens. And that was around the time where Ray Lewis was doing his thing. So, you know, it's a very historic franchise. And, you know, I'm just excited to join that tradition and, you know, just be the best player I can be and help this team, contribute to the team, you know.